Blog Talk Radio.
Of Sports Urban Legend. Actually, it started on November 15, 2009, so technically we're literally 2 days away from the actual 2 day anniversary, but 2 year anniversary, I have to say, 2 days away from the 2 year anniversary, but you know, today is officially the 2 year anniversary. But I want to thank you all for listening to Sports Urban Legend. Of course, I'm Wayne Ramo. I'm with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Congrats on making it 2 years of Sports Urban Legend.
Right, and I have to thank you, my friend, and I also definitely, you know, have to thank the listeners for giving us the support for listening to this show for 2 years. So I want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this show. It's greatly appreciated. But, you know what we do best, you know, talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. So, unfortunately, we're going to lead off with some somber news. Of course, I'm referring to the Penn State situation. Then we'll switch gears to the pro football with Jets facing Patriots later tonight. And then switch gears to Giants as they play against 49ers. Talk a little bit on the latest of, on the NBA lockout.
Yep.
Which hopefully will end, you know, by this week, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as usual, in end it off with a little sports entertainment news, as it is officially 1 week away from the Survivor Series. But as usual, folks, you know the deal. You've been listening to the show for 2 years. You know the number. It's 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Sports, entertainment, everything else. As everybody knows, you know, whether someone's a sports fan or not, the biggest news is, unfortunately, the Penn State situation. Of course, they played a game Saturday morning, and they lost 17-14. The stats for that game isn't really important because, even though they came back after trailing 17-0, but obviously the biggest news is the whole Penn State scandal, and as a result, Joe Paterno had to step down after coaching the team, being the head coach since 1965 and being a member of Penn State football since 1949. Yes, folks, that's 4 years after World War II ended.
Yep.
So, obviously, his legendary coaching career ended. He was the winningest coach, but none of those statistics are important because, obviously, under his watch, one of his coaches, Sandusky, has been revealed that, as you all know, that since 1998, he's been sexually harassing, molesting numerous children since that time, and Paterno notified his superiors at Penn State, but him and his assistant coach McQuarrie and the higher ups in Penn State University did absolutely nothing and allowed this man Sandusky to do his horrible deeds. And he was recently in the school as recently up to 2 years. I mean 2 weeks ago. And it leaves a black mark to the football legacy of Joe Paterno and Penn State football.
Yeah, it's disgusting, man. It's disgusting and it's despicable. What went on, under with Sandusky abusing those children and Paterno and the assistant McQuarrie, is that his name?
Right.
Not reporting this to the police.
Yep.
Or to anyone to the higher ups. And they let this go on for 15 years. 15 years, man.
I know, it's crazy. And, Penn State, man, a lot of people looked up to Paterno, as a father figure. I mean, he had a responsibility to, to report his assistant, Sandusky, did. I mean, there's literally no excuse, and I totally agree with what you said about it, what he did was, absolutely disgusting. I mean, all the stuff that you said pretty much is an understatement with a guy like that. I mean, how could a person, even contemplate doing something?
I know
that he did, let alone do it.
It's just cool.
It's just crazy.
It's cool. 15 years this went on.
I know. And back to what you were saying about McQuarrie, one of the incidents, I don't know if it was in 02 or 05, I lost track. I mean, there's so many incidents. There was even one where the janitor witnessing one of the scenes. And referring back to what I was just about to say, apparently McQuarrie saw Sandusky, pretty much doing something inappropriate to a child in the shower.
This,
I don't know how all these people saw all this stuff, They never said anything. And they could have saved, they could have saved so many children from being, you know, permanently, you know, scarred psychologically for what they did.
I mean, you had janitors, you had freaking assistant coaches seeing these kids being molested. And yet they never reported it to police.
Yeah, man. And you know how college you know, sports, I mean, you know, obviously the players don't get paid for this, but the college coaches have the responsibility to train, you know, their players, you know, to prepare them for not only their potentially their NFL careers, but you know, instill, you know how to, you know, be a man and, you know, and you know, represent, you know, your community and helping people out.
Mm-hmm.
But they really did a disservice.
Yep.
They really look hypocritical right there for allowing this to happen.
I mean, you had
some football games. I mean, come on.
I agree, man. It's despicable. And, like, all these, most of these incidents happen in a shower, in the Penn State showers. I mean, like, what the hell was Sandusky's fascination with getting these kids in a shower?
I really don't even want to know, man. They just should have just stopped. It's just ridiculous.
There was one story where Sandusky brought one of these kids to the Penn State shower, and he would engage in soap battles in the shower where soap was thrown at the boy, and then it would turn into a wrestling match.
Oh my God, this is crazy. Nah, I never heard that. I never heard that story.
Oh,
I mean,
man, it's crazy.
I know there's numerous stories, but nah, I never heard of that story in particular.
There's another story where Sandusky bear hugged a kid face to face naked.
Oh my God, this is crazy.
Like, what the hell is going? Man, insane.
It just boggles the mind right there.
And Sandusky, one boy, he inserted his penis into the
okay,
boy.
Whoa.
No, I'm reading the story.
Let's keep it clean here. Oh, man.
Oh, no, this is the actual report. This is what happened.
I'll allow it then. Fine.
It's graphic, but, you know.
Anybody who's hearing this, I mean, I don't know what you're going to say, but fine. Here's a warning for anybody. If there's any kids listening, let them leave for like 5 or 10 seconds.
No, yeah, you know, there was a kid that he said Sandusky inserted his penis in his mouth and ejaculated. And,
oh, man.
You know, like things like that. I mean, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's messed up.
You know, some of these kids, they could be traumatized for life now because of that, because of these sexual abuse by Sandusky.
It goes without saying.
Man, that guy should get life in prison.
He definitely should. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, the minimum this guy should get for what he did is life in prison. The minimum.
Yeah.
This guy, what he did, he it's like he psychologically murdered these kids. They'll never be the same after what he did.
Man.
And my hearts go out to the victims. This is, you know, really messed up. You know, these kids, you know, we should give these kids, you know, our prayers and sympathies, you know,
man,
as they go through this crazy, you know, transition in their lives.
And they're like that. If I saw Sandusky, I'll beat the shit out of him. Seriously.
I don't blame you. I mean, there's
I'll beat
a lot
the shit
of
him.
I mean, he's an animal, man.
And rape him in return. Throw him out of the field. Well, then again, I don't need to do it because he's gonna be the prisoners, inmates in prison are gonna do that to him. So.
Well, that goes without saying. He definitely deserves a butt whooping, but. He's
619 on him.
he's definitely gonna, you know, pay for what he did. I mean, you know, behind bars what he did.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
Hopefully, so. That's all we have to say about that. I mean, it's just a story.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll switch gears because we could literally spend hours talking about this horrible story, but I guess we'll try to shift gears here.
Yeah.
How's your Giants doing?
It's a defensive battle right now. The third quarter, 6 minutes left. Niners are up 12-6. Giants are driving in the 49er territory, so they might try to tie the game here.
Yeah, that's. You say your Giants are leading 12-6, right?
No, Niners are leading 12-6 right now.
Yeah.
Giants are driving now.
When I last checked the score, I think it was 9-6. Niners, I believe.
Yeah, it's been a defensive battle, you know. It's a good game.
Yep. And Giants, you know, they got like a three game lead in the division.
Yep.
At least. And
Eagles lost today. They collapsed in the fourth quarter again.
And Cowboys, they won convincingly. They won 44-7 against the Bills.
Oh yeah.
And one of the only highlight of the Bills is I'm trying to remember Nelson the receiver. He caught the touchdown, and as he mentioned, I don't know if people heard of the news, he celebrated with his cheerleader girlfriend, who's the Cowboys cheerleader. He gave her a hug and gave her the ball. So nice little romantic storyline in sports. See, ladies, I have a sensitive side.
Yeah, his cheerleader girlfriend's hot.
Yeah, she does. Well, you know, good for them, you know, but they lost. So that was only highlight for him and his team today.
Yeah, his team got Sandusky today. They got blown up.
Oh, no, don't go there. Come on, man. Don't go there. Don't go there, man.
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God, man. Crazy, man.
I'm kidding. Hey, you got to laugh. You know, you got to have a sense of humor during these traumatic times, you know?
Oh, man. Come on, man.
But you're right. I mean, it was a blowout today. Cowboys, they're 5-4 now. They're I think a game and a half behind the Giants. So they're looking good these days. They're back on track. And Eagles, they're going down the tank, man. This is their fourth week having fourth or fifth week they had a fourth quarter collapse. So
yep, and they were supposed to be like the all-star team in Philly.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
speaking of Phillies, I guess I'll talk about that momentarily. The Jets, they have to they have a shot to, you know, to take the lead in the division if they could beat the Patriots.
Yeah, this tonight is the big game between Jets and the Patriots might be for the division.
Oh yeah, and if they win it, then most likely if they win it tonight, they most likely, you know, have a chance to, you know, control their destiny here. But
yep.
You know, it's a long way to go, you know, with the season. But hopefully, the route they're going, they won three in a row.
Yeah.
So they should, they need to handle their business. The last time they lost was against the Patriots, so
yeah, big game.
This is their chance to avenge, their loss.
Yeah, and Patriots they lost two in a row, so they're looking to get back to winning again.
Oh yeah, especially when the Giants pull off that Super Bowl 42 like victory against
touchdown. Giants.
Perfect timing, my friend.
They're not going to be up 13-12, it looks like. Now they're just gonna review the plays to see if Manningham got his feet down. Looks like he did. Yeah. So a good game down in San Francisco.
So the score is 15, if it stands, it's 15-12 Giants, right?
It's going to be 13-12 Giants, yeah.
13-12.
Yeah.
But, like last week they had Jake Billiard, however you pronounce his hit, Bollard?
Ballard.
Ballard, thank you.
Yeah.
Big Ballard, he scored that game-winning touchdown with 15 seconds left last week.
Yep.
So, hopefully, Jets will whoop their butt behind like they did in the postseason. So, that's worth worth watching later tonight.
Yep.
About 2 hours from now. And talking quickly about the hot stove, Philadelphia, Phillies, they made a huge splash. They signed Jonathan Papelbon.
Legit closer now.
What you said?
Did they have a legit closer now since since what's his face?
Lidge.
What happened to Lidge, by the way?
Lidge, he's a free agent also now, too.
Oh.
But, Lidge, I mean, he doesn't have the fastball, really. I mean, he came back from an injury late last year. He doesn't have the power, but look like his off-speed stuff is working. But, he just came off a serious injury, so he's a free agent. The Phillies, obviously most likely didn't let him go because they re-signed. They re-signed Madsen or they're close to signing Madsen, their good setup man / occasional closer when Lidge went down.
Well, Lidge was shaky anyway with him.
Yeah,
Lidge was always a shaky closer.
Yeah, after that perfect season in 08,
mm-hmm.
He's been shaky. And like you said, even before that in Houston, he's had some shaky games. And
yeah.
We're not even counting the All-Star games. But he's had some shaky, games as a closer.
Yeah.
So he hits the free agent market. And speaking of free agent market,
what if he goes to the Mets?
That is a possibility. I mean,
it could happen. Mets are looking for a closer.
Yeah, and they want to most likely shop in the bargain basement. So. I definitely see that as a possibility. Me personally, I'd rather prefer them to go after. I'd prefer them to go after Bell, but Bell's most likely going to be out of their price range.
Yeah.
And Nathan, I mean, he's 37. He's coming off an injury, but he wants to pitch. Closer to home. Apparently, he was a Mets fan and. Hopefully he'll sign on the cheap, maybe, he could have a lightning in the bottle. I mean, he won't be as great as he was in Minnesota, but
yeah,
who knows.
But, as for Papelbon, I mean, you just want the many Red Sox that are leaving right now. Red Sox are collapsing, even in the offseason. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on with this team.
Yeah, and David Ortiz might go to you guys for all we know.
If he comes, we're going to put him in the zoo and tease him.
Oh, man. And speaking of New York, man, on the other side of town, the Mets, my Mets, man, they, it looks like, I mean, it ain't official, but, it looked like they might lose Reyes, man. I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that. But, of course, as you would expect, he's a free agent. He went down to Miami, toured the stadium.
Right,
and they look like they're actually trying to spend the money because they got a new stadium, and they look like they're trying to pursue Pujols. They made offers to Pujols, to Reyes, and even Mark Burley, a guy who Yankees are also interested in. Also,
yeah,
sure. And I don't. What were you saying, my friend?
Huh?
What?
You talking to me?
Yeah, what did you say?
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with you. I see, yeah.
You were disagreeing or agreeing?
No, I was agreeing.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying, yep.
And, what was I going to say? Right, the Marlins, they're going to try to spend money because they have a new stadium. And I don't know if you noticed, but Marlins, they have a new ugly stadium. I mean, not a stadium. They have a new ugly uniform. I don't know if you've seen it.
Because this team is already ugly as it is right now.
No, I'm saying, have you seen the uniform?
The new ones, I have not.
Man, dude. By the way, Marlins are changing their name from Florida Marlins to Miami Marlins. And the uniform, it's like this red, if my memory serves me right, because the uniform is kind of giving me nightmares. You know?
The Marlins always give me nightmares just by seeing their performance every night.
Yeah, no, 7-0-8, the last games, they have. But, the Marlins, I think the uniform is like brown, like doo-doo brown or red.
Oh,
and then
ew,
it has like
brown?
It has like this slime greenish kind of 3D looking Miami written on across the chest.
Oh, man.
Man, you have to check that out, man.
This is just to give MLB teams more reason to beat them now.
That's some fashion sense into that team. Man, my gosh. I don't know. Yo, Reyes, man. Yo, come on, man. You know you want to sign with the Mets. Come on. You don't want to wear that uniform.
Yeah, Reyes, he's got a – I don't think he'll go to tomorrow, to be honest with you. I think maybe Phillies. I mean, he's going to want to go with a winning team. Why would he go to the Marlins? I mean, I know there's a lot of Hispanics and a growing Latin community in Miami, but why would you go to that organization? I mean, they don't really do anything with their organization. I mean, they've won championships, two championships in the last, 14, 15 years? But other than that, they always lose.
And they always, after they win a championship, they always –
break up
away.
The team. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's another major problem. But what was I going to say quickly? I lost my train of thought. But I guess switching quickly to the NBA lockout, it looks like there's some progress, but unfortunately we don't know whether they're going to sign, if the players are going to agree to this deal, because if they do agree to this deal, we have a shot that maybe the season might start December 15th or around that time. Because whatever they agree on, they have to have approximately a month to, you know, set everything up, you know, the traveling, the scheduling, and all that stuff. And the free agency period, which they assume is going to be a week period, a little bit of training camp. And so whatever they agree to the thing, if they do agree to it, hopefully Monday or sooner, you know. Oh, well, it can't be sooner than Monday because apparently they're taking this weekend off.
Right.
So if they're able to agree to a deal this week, you know, we can have some Christmas games. So.
All right.
But
let's see.
That's you know, we'll have to wait to see for that.
Yeah, we'll see.
And some WWE news. Chris Jericho, he says that he's never gonna return to WWE again. And also Batista honored Eddie Guerrero, because today is the 6th anniversary of Eddie Guerrero.
That's nice.
And trying to remember what else. Well, let me see. What happened in TNA? I think Bobby Roode was supposed to have a rematch with James Storm, but he hit him on with a beer bottle. No, I think he beat him up backstage. So I don't think that paper. I don't think that match happened, but I didn't see the end of it. But next week, Survivor Series.
Yep.
Rock.
You'd have a special Survivor Series edition, right? Maybe?
That's right. And you'll be there as well.
Yep.
It's going to be The Rock's return at WWE where he debuted 16 years ago. And as a matter of fact, it's going to be the same place where he retired at WrestleMania 20, MSG. So
yep.
He started his career at MSG at Survivor Series. At MSG, and his career returned at MSG. Survivor Series. Full circle, the Patina, never before, never again. So that should be a great Survivor Series. We'll preview that and all the title matches and whatnot. Hopefully, we'll have the NBA agreement. But, we'll wait and see that next week. Nearly 1 week away.
Yep, can't wait.
And I want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the 2-year anniversary of Sports Urban Legend. I'm my co-host, Macaulay Matthews. I'm William Ramon.